Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every day this week, we have been talking to the candidates who are running for the position of mayor of the city of Richmond. And boy, if you wondered whether that job is important, the last several months, the last couple of years, but certainly the last several months have illustrated why it is an important leadership position. Today, we have the opportunity to talk to Councilwoman Kim Gray, who has been on the show a number of times over the last couple of years. And Councilwoman Gray, good morning to you. Welcome. How are you feeling less than 2 weeks away from Election Day?
I'm feeling energized and focused, and I'm really excited to be back on.
Well, I did not get to see all of the televised debate. I've seen clips of it, and I am also kind of monitoring the endorsements that are out there, because I do think in a local race, endorsements have a tendency to move people. Who is backing you? Because it's that may be an indication of where things stand.
Now, I have a long list of endorsees. All of the prior candidates, with the exception of Michelle Mosby, have endorsed, and Lily, who passed away, Lily Estes. But John Belisles, Jack Berry, and Joe Morrissey have all endorsed my campaign. I have
That's a diverse group, isn't it?
It really is. But it speaks volumes as to where they see our city going, and and the importance of this election. We really have to turn things around, and that's one thing they can agree upon. And in addition to that, Manoli Lupasi and John Belisles sent a mailer to the district that they used to represent, the first district, saying, "We don't agree on much, but we agree on Kim Gray," which makes me very humbled and honored to have their support.
If you had been mayor I've asked this question, I think, to everybody who's come on this week, so I feel like I need to ask it to you. If you had been mayor over the last 5 or 6 months, both with the pandemic and then, you know, to be fair to Mayor Stoney, I don't think that on day one he knew that the protesters would turn into rioters and would do the damage that they did, at least at the beginning, but then there's just no way around it. This dragged on for a while. And did a lot of damage to innocent people in Richmond. What would you have done differently, pandemic and protest/rioting in Richmond?
So pandemic, I would have communicated a lot more early to folks. We had restaurants who had already been crippled because of COVID that were excited to be able to move into phase two. And then every other restaurant in the region was able to move forward, and with less than 24 hours notice, our mayor announced that he requested an extension and that they weren't going to be able to open. Whether or not that was the best decision for protecting health is up for debate, but the fact that he did not give those restaurant owners notice enough to not have brought people back, purchased perishable foods. I mean, it was a devastating blow to a lot of the restaurants, and many of which have gone away. And
closed. Yeah. Why do you think he did that? Do you think it was? I think you're wise to draw these into two different categories. One is, was it smart from a health perspective to keep Richmond closed? I mean, especially with the other counties opening up, was that smart from a health perspective, or did it really matter? And then from a business perspective, how you communicate that and a sensitivity to the business people, how was that executed? Two different issues. Why do you think he made that judgment? Did you talk to him about it? Did he talk to anybody on council?
You know, I hate to be cynical about Mayor Stoney, but everything he does is through a political lens. And it's frustrating to work with him and to deal with him. So it's hard to imagine that he's working in the best interest of the people, because he hasn't demonstrated that since he took office. So a lot of what he does is just to get himself out in the news and put him first. And it's always Stoney above the people. And we need to have government that's serving the people and leadership that's serving the people, not serving itself.
How about the protesters and rioters? I mean, I've been very critical on the air of, you know, how long this went on. I mean, I think any leader can find themselves in a like, oh, my God, did this just happen? But then on night two, night three, night four, night five, I mean, come on, week after week, we were still seeing violence that was doing real damage to people here.
Right. I mean, the first night, and that's the only point that I disagree with, there was violence. They burned a police cruiser, and there were individuals who were allowed to threaten law enforcement officers, throw projectiles at them, urine. I was out there. I saw this. And so I just think that to say that he didn't know it was coming, those officers were ordered to stand there while things were being thrown at them and not to react. And I think once that was demonstrated, it set a different mindset for the amount of lawlessness that the city was going to tolerate. And I think that things really began to spin out of control. And for me, if people feel like they can harm a police officer, what do you think they can do to us? You know, it's less about, you know, I think that it moved away from being about police brutality, and it moved into people just feeling like they want to dismantle and harm law-abiding people. I mean, innocent people were harmed and hurt. Businesses were destroyed. And that happened in the very first night. And ironically, it was black businesses that took the main blow. When I got up at 5 o'clock the next morning and walked Broad Street, and I'd been up, I probably got about an hour's sleep that first night. All the tattoo shops were intact, but it was the black businesses that I saw that were smashed to pieces. Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was really ironic, and that coffee shops and tattoo shops. And it did spin into those, and it kind of became all mayhem out there after several days. But the first night, there was a lot of destruction that went on, and it was allowed to go on. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've got to set a tone that certain things aren't going to be tolerated. Violence and brutality against anyone should not be tolerated.
Would you be empowered, you think, to tell the cops, do what you've got to do to bring this under control. Try not to hurt people. But if you've got to round them up and put them in jail, I want to see that happen. Or, I mean, it feels to me like Mayor Stoney's kind of trying to play both sides of this. That's the problem.
He definitely has. I mean, to sit back and watch while the courthouse sustained over $200,000 in damage, and there were only roughly two dozen people there smashing the courthouse to pieces. And you know, I don't think any arrests were made at that particular moment. It sends the wrong message. And it sends the wrong message to everybody, whether they're law abiding or not. We've got people doing wheelies the wrong way down roadways, going 60 miles per hour on motorcycles. We've got cars on Broad Street blocking traffic and travel. There's just seems to be a loss in the sense of public safety and security. We had a shootout the other night, just in my neighborhood.
Really?
And yes. So it's a lot of insecurity among my neighbors, amongst my neighbors and my constituents who live in the vicinity of Monument Avenue. So it's serious. And as I branch out into other parts of the city, it's the same feelings. In Gilpin Court, you know, moms are saying they can't let their children go outside. They're afraid they're going to be shot. So they're inside 24/7. It's not good for their physical or mental health. We are in a crisis situation, and we've got to rebuild that community policing model that was very effective under Rodney Monroe, and we've gotten so far away from that.
Kim Gray is the Richmond City Councilwoman who represents the 2nd District in the city of Richmond. She's running for mayor. We're talking to all the candidates this week. If you hold on just a second, we'll come back. And speaking of rebuilding, there's an economic problem as a result of the pandemic and the rioting. And I'd like to get your very clear plan to stop the bleeding and try to get us back to a stable place. If you hold on just a moment, Kim Gray rejoins us in just a moment here on News Radio WRVA. Our candidate forum this week, we talked to all the candidates running for the position of mayor of Richmond, and Kim Gray, who's currently on the Richmond City Council, joins us. Yesterday, I talked to Justin Griffin, who appears to be one of maybe your rivals in this campaign. His criticism of you was that he thought you had kind of arrived on the city council with not having achieved much, I'm paraphrasing him, and didn't think you had the expertise to come in and turn the ship around economically. Of course, he's saying he does have that experience, and I wanted to give you a chance to contrast and compare yourself to the current mayor, Mayor Stoney, and to Justin Griffin. How would you react to that if you'd been on the air with him yesterday?
Well, I find it ironic that someone who's never had any experience in local government, and I've had 12 years in this budget, I know how to get votes out of the city council. I've had many successful votes on school board. I developed a facilities plan that is doable, that we can accomplish. I'm moving our children into 21st century learning environments. One of the glaring things that I realized, because it seems that all of the candidates are now focused on Kim Gray, I think one of the glaring things is that none of them have a voting record. None of them have been a party to any legislative body. And I think that it's easy to point fingers and say, I'm not a politician, but what it is very clear is that it's going to take someone who knows how to pull votes out of city council and how to wrangle folks around a common vision. And they just don't have the expertise or experience. Even our mayor, who sounds like he's running for the first time, he's like, this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to do. Well, you've had 4 years. It is clear to me that the naivete in the room is thick. I have even if we look at Navy Hill, we've got Justin, who thinks in his mind, he's a legend in his own mind, that he's the person who made Navy Hill go away. That took a majority of city council was behind that deal. I got an independent commission approved by a council that did not want it. We got that commission, and many of the appointees on that commission were in support of Navy Hill, a majority of them were, to come forward with a recommendation not to approve that project as is. The proposal was flawed. Mm-hmm. So I think that there seems to be an overestimation of Justin and his abilities in his own mind, and an underestimation of what it takes to really get things accomplished in the city. And through all the muckety muck and the bureaucracy that you have to deal with.
I'm down to the last 2 minutes, but I want to give you an opportunity because I think this is a big issue, especially for our audience with business people and restaurant owners and potential investors. They've been scared off, I think, and they tell me, I'm not spending another dime in Richmond. I'm not investing in Richmond. I'm selling my properties in Richmond. If you became mayor starting in January, you'd have to turn that around if you wanted to have the cash to do the good things you'd like to do. How do you convince people that you'd be responsible in a way that Mayor Stoney isn't, especially with his connections to all the big shot Democrats at the state capitol?
Definitely. Well, we are going to have to turn it around. And I say when I become the next mayor, you can look at my track record. I get it. I've been helping our businesses get their permits when the red tape of our permits and inspections has held it up. We've got to restore trust in public safety. And when you call for a fire truck, you got to know it's going to come. what has been allowed to happen in our city should never have been allowed. You know, buildings burning for nearly 40 minutes without a response from fire and police. So we have to, you know, I have a record. I'm a person of integrity and honesty. And when I look someone in the eye and tell them what I'm going to do, I do it. And that's what I've done for 12 years I've been elected. And that's what I'll continue to do if I'm honored enough to be elected to serve this great city as the next mayor.
Kim Gray is the city councilwoman who represents the 2nd District and was running for mayor against incumbent Mayor LeVar Stoney, who we think we may be talking to tomorrow. But I do appreciate you coming on. You've been pretty consistent about coming on whenever we've called you the last 3 years that I've been here, and I'm thankful for that. Kim Gray, appreciate it very much.
I'm so grateful to have you, and it's good to have absolute integrity in journalism and make sure that we're moving forward and keeping things as transparent as possible. I've been criticized for coming on your show and criticized for going on more right-wing shows, but I will go anywhere and I'll talk to anyone because I think it's important for our city to be united and to work together towards a common good.
Well, thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.